So this Medrash Rabbah, there are really two shmuzim here. I'm going to be learning the second half, Rachel Tafsa Plach Shtika. Rabbi Grunblatt was visiting here, and he said a shmuz on Leah Tafsa Plach Hodaya. I once want to give the Rosh Yeshiva a little credit, because I went to see the Medrash. And second of all, his mahalach in the first half, using sort of the same juxtapositions on the different pieces in each section, so sort of gets credit, same way the Reshiva Zatzal gets credit for all the shmuzim he gave you mahalach and learning, but on this particular medrash, Rabbi Grunblatt sort of gave me a mahalach on this medrash, so I'm not going to say over that shmuz right now, but that's why I kept it in the Mar Makomos. Okay, Rachel Tafsa Plach Shtika, which I think it means that Rachel developed and grabbed onto this Mida of Shtika, silence. Va'amdu kol b'nei ha'balei mastirin. And memela she was Zocha, that all her children were Bali mastirin, which is also Shtika. Binyamin Yashpei, as it says on the Vayechi, on the stone the Rishash brings down, Yeshpo. Yeshpeh means Yeshpeh. Yeshpeh. What does that mean by Binyamin? Yodea b'mchiroso shel Yosef. He knew about the sale of Yosef. Ein amagid. He didn't tell anyone. Shaul, by Shaul also. There's also descendants of Rachel. First Binyamin, then Shaul. Ves dvar hamalucha lo higid lo. Shaul did not reveal that he was to be melech. We'll see the marmakomus of each one. And Esther, ain Esther magedes melaretav esama. And Esther did not reveal which nation she was from. So the rest of the shmuz is right there. And the marmakomus here are just going through each of these descendants of Rachel. Okay? So let's just get the first thing you have to do is just get the what's going on here in the Medrash. So the Rishash, Rachel Tafsa Plach Shtika, Pirish. What do you mean she took on the Mida of Shtika? Shlo Golsa LeYaakov Sherotza Lovin LaHachlef Es Leah Tachta. She did not reveal to Yaakov that Lovin was going to switch Leah. She didn't reveal it. V'zeo gamkin kavanas ha-gemara sham b'schar tzniyas shehoysa b'avarecho. Same as when the Gemara Megillah says b'schar tzniyas, in the schar of the tzniyas of Rachel, that she had these descendants. V'avadumyel tzniyas shol v'ester. Similar to the tzniyas of shol v'ester. Very similar to this medrash. The Havin Gamken Aide Shtika. Their tznius also was through Shtika. Agis and Rashi. Okay, we don't need that. Okay, what was the? Let's see the Matnas Kuna. Pach Odoyes Leah or Gumlat Shmuz Mastirin Lashon Saser, quiet or hidden. Binyamin Yashpe Lefichach. Therefore, Hayakavua Bechoshen Avno. Evan Yashbe. It's therefore it said on the stone, every shavit had a stone on the Choshen. Yashbe Notrikon is the Rashi Tevos Yesh Peh. It's a combination of the word Yesh Peh. Shahayelo Peh, Legalos. He had a mouth. Yesh Peh means he had a mouth. He could have revealed it. He knew. Yesh Peh Legalos Mechiris Yosef. He knew about Mechiris Yosef. Velo Asa. But he didn't. Why? Because he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to the sale of Yosef. Because the Bnei Shalom did not reveal the Mechira to Yaakov. I guess Yaakov had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew everything going on. He plugged in. And, Ruach HaKodesh, we have to click on Yeshiva World News. Yaakov didn't have to click. He knew straight. Not so crazy. Ruach Kodesh. So Yaakov knew everything, and this he didn't know. So Mamela Binyamin, who knew, was able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yaakov to know, because the only thing he saw, Yaakov knew everything going on. Stocks, the world, everything. He knew everything. But he didn't know this, so it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to know. So that's why Binyamin didn't reveal. It doesn't say how Binyamin knew. I was wondering that. How did Binyamin know? It doesn't say. The brothers told him. Maybe Binyamin himself had Ruach Kodesh. Maybe Yaakov told him. No, Yaakov didn't know. Maybe the brothers told him. I don't know. It doesn't say how he knew. But he knew. He wasn't there by the sale, but he knew. Okay? Esther, it says, Mishavet Binyamin Haisa. Then they quote, then let's do Shaul. The Medrash does Shaul first. I put it in the wrong order. Shaul. The Pasuk says, in Shmuel, Vayomer Shaul, El Dodo Haged Higid Lanu Kinimtsu Asonos. They found the donkeys, Vestram Luchalo Higid Lo Asher Mishmuel. But he didn't tell them that he was already told that he's going to be the next king. Rashi over there says, Derech Tznias Haisabo. That he didn't tell. You know, it's ne'aleches to be a showboat or tell everyone, by the way, you know, next in line. You know, a little respect. You know, not asking much, just watch your step. You know, there's a certain type of to say, you know, the next king, just whisper it, don't tell anyone, tell everyone not to tell everyone. And don't tell everyone not to tell anyone. And then hopefully everyone will find out. Okay, so Shmuel, so Tznias, and then Esther. So the pasuk says, okay, I should have quoted all the pesukim. Lo higid, I'm reading pasuk yud. I quoted on the Maamar Kohen's pasuk yud aleph. I'll read all of them to you. No, full disclosure. Lo higida Esther es amma ves malarata. Esther did not reveal her nation, her birthplace. Because Mordechai commanded her not to reveal. He would also walk by the Chatzah Beis Hanashim to the courtyard. To find out what happened to her. Okay. And then the other psukim. All the Medrash says is Esther Beis. So there's another pasuk in Perek Beis. It says, Ein Esther Magedes Molarata Vesama. Esther did not reveal her birthplace. Kashativa la Mordechai is Mordechai revealed. I know it's not on the sheet. This Marim Mordechai Esther Osa Kasher Hoysa Omnito. And Esther listened to everything Mordechai said. She didn't reveal. Okay, why didn't she reveal? Zokt Rashi in Megillus Esther. Kadesha Yomru Shehimi Mishpacha Bzuya. So that people will think that she's from a, you know, a no-name nation. Third world, v'yishlechua, and they'll send her out. Not gonna have Achashverosh marry some, you know, Kenyan. I don't know. Third world, v'yishlechua. They'll send her out. Shim, I had to pick a nation. I didn't think anyone was from. Shim yedu shehim mishpacha shol hamelech, because they would know that she was from shol. Hayamachzikimba. She would be. Secured. Of course they'll keep you marry royalty from Shaul HaMelech? Whew. Wow, where did you hit the jackpot? So we're not going to tell her that. We're not going to tell people that you're from. We want to get you out of here. You married to Russia? Take the biggest Russia. Like being married to Hitler. You know, you're Chas HaShalom. Why should we marry to, I should find, could save the Jewish people, but Mordechai was trying to get her out of there. So he told her, don't say where you're from, because if they find out you're from Shaul, you're done. It's a life sentence. You don't get out of a marriage too quickly from the king, and he finds you. We've got 127 nations. He owned the whole world. So he'll find you. So you're done. So don't tell. Okay, those are the Maamar Kohen. But when I tried to think about what this Medrash means, so now let's go back to the Medrash. So it says, It says that Rachel tafsa plach shtika, that shtaka was beautiful tznius on Rachel's behalf, and she sacrificed her. She didn't know she'd end up marrying Yaakov also. Could be she didn't even know that, but certainly she gave up a lot. She gave over the. She didn't tell that she had simonim. She kept quiet. Okay, very nice thing. Like we see in all the, and because of that, she was Zocha. Now, if she was Zocha, let's look at it from the other end. That means if you're the grandson or great-grandson, you better be thanking your great-great-grandmother that she gave you that ability to be able to be strong. Okay, now, I was trying to analyze what it looks like from that end. Okay, let's go one at a time. Number one. Okay, Binyamin. Okay, now Binyamin. So without Rachel, he wouldn't have had that same, midah. So what would it be? It would be Binyamin without the connection from Rachel. So now, he still has the ruach, he still knows all that, he knows about the mechira, and he knows everything else, and he knows that Yaakov, Hashem was nicha to the mechira. Him telling and revealing to Yaakov that your sons, by the way, sold Yosef, is tantamount to Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Ritzicha of the highest order. Take, you get 20 Danishes for Dom Greenberg's program to violate that. Can you imagine, what would Binyamin do? Binyamin would go ahead, if he didn't have this extra chus from Rachel, he may have told Yaakov and revealed that the brother sold Yosef. Why would he do that? That makes no sense. Why would he do such a thing? Lashon Hara Rechilas. You can't reveal that. Yaakov would go kill his sons. You went ahead and sold Yosef? Are you mad? He knew that the Ribono Shel Olam was Nicha, but he still might have done it. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Rachel was Zocha. I mean, I assume there's some connection. Some midah got transmitted to Binyamin. And if not for that midah, he would have told. Which, I'm just asking, Pashuk, Binyamin was still going to be a hush of a person, right? So which midah is needed that he would have then violated and gone ahead and told Yaakov that, by the way, those guys are, Rishoyim, they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. That's number one. Then number two, so Shmuel told Shaul that he's going to be king, but he wasn't king yet. So he's talking to commoners over here, talking about finding the, I'm sorry, I didn't go through Shmuel, you go through Shmuel, tell me if I'm, but it sounds like this is just like going through the commoners, and what exactly was he going to supposed to tell them? By the way, I mean, I made a joke before, my joke, but king. You're king. Woo! What's he going to tell them? So, but without that tznius, without that shtika from Rachel, he would have done it. It sounds like a very commoner type. What we do is showboating. He just go showboating and say that he's going to be king. This seems like implausible. But then Esther takes the cake. Mordechai told Esther to not reveal her nationality, because if she would, she is going to be in for a life sentence. So the Reshiva has a shmooze that, which is probably why I quoted the wrong pasuk, that pasuk was a Reshiva shmooze, that Mordechai had nevuah that Esther was going to save Klal Yisrael, except Klal Yisrael didn't have the problem yet. He didn't know what would happen that Esther would save Klal Yisrael, because the story didn't unfold yet. But he knew Alpi Nevuah, one of the three times in the history of Klal Yisrael that the Navi knew there was going to be Yeshua before the problem came. So he knew that Esther was going to save Klal Yisrael, and that was a Reshiva Shmuz, and he still tried to get her out. Why? Because that's the halacha. And we have to do what the halacha says, not trying to save Klal Yisrael. You have to follow halacha. Halacha says get her out. So he got her out. How did he get her out? What was the plan? What was the strategy? Don't say who you're from. That was the only strategy. Don't say where you're from. So without this connection to Rachel, she might have revealed where she's from. What's pshat? That you needed this extra chizuk. So I know vaistois. So I'm saying, is that mitofun? You see from here, when a person has information, it's powerful. And we have a burning desire to tell. Burning desire to tell. Let's go through them. Binyamin, he's in the know. I'm in the know. Okay, I'll tell one person, don't tell anyone, but this is what I know. It's a burning desire. You know, Lashon Hara, Rechilas, could cause Ritzicha, could cause the shechting of the Shiftei Koch, Chas Hashem, by Yaakov, erroneously, but that could have happened. But he had a desire, there was some epis taiva for Binyamin to reveal, and because Rachel, Imenu, Rachel, his mother, was stark, in economy, Rachel, what she did, she mamish gave up her possibly whole ruchnius, for the whole future ruchnius, eternity, she gave this up for tznius, in economy, no question, but because she did that, she gave into her children that koach to be able to stay strong and not reveal. But there's a burning desire to reveal. And by Shaul, in economy, it would make no sense to go showboat. Someone of Shaul's caliber that was selected to be the Melech Yisrael, yeah, there is no reason, but he would have had a taiva to do it. And this made him be strong. And the biggest chiddush is by Esther. Yes, even though her own future would be in dire straits, her future would be compromised. But we see that with information, I should a shtickel, like I am, you know, from royalty. I'm royalty. There was a desire to tell somebody, I am royalty. That she can live like a commoner, so to speak, and have people suspect that she was from Mishpachas Bria, even though she was royalty, and even though it was to save her life, is an Asayan. It's still an Asayan. So we see the koach, to work on. We strive to feel important, and information is powerful. And the midos that drive us are powerful, even when it's to our own detriment. But Esther, there's no question, it would be to her own detriment to reveal it. And by Shaul, it would be like uncouth, if that's the word, for him to say such a thing, but he may have violated. And how does it sound when someone does that? Oh, by the way, they start telling you all their yichus. From the listener, listening, when we hear it as a listener, we said, oh, he's showboating. But still, the person has a need to say it. Lift up the ich. And by Binyamin, Binyamin would have. He had information, and he, it esteems him also, the feeling that I have special information that no one else has. And if not for Rachel, Chas v'Sholom, in these three cases, there could have been a compromising of propriety of Yashrus, Lashon Hara, Gaiva, and even, the beer with a goy. And if you had the opportunity to get out, you didn't get out because you wanted to like say over that you're from, from royalty, that also probably go into the cheshbon, even a violation for that. Esther Stamen knew Mordechai's reason for not revealing Mishpachas Bria. Esther didn't know this Rashi. Stamen, she knew the Rashi also. But still, she may have compromised on it. So we have to, just the hair that the kochas and nefesh are so stark that can make the biggest blunders. That's why there's such an emphasis on leaving a musr. And sometimes when we do have information, we have to work on ourselves to keep it to ourselves. But it's not just the shmuz on information, just that the kochas and nefesh can be so, triggered in the wrong way, and even when they're so colossal.